Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to acknowledge that this week's sermon and Kiddush are sponsored by Eunice Miller in commemoration of the first Yortzeit of her husband, Mel Miller, Zichrono Levracha. May his memory be a blessing. This week's horrific events in Niron have filled us all with deep sadness. All of us share the grief felt by the Jewish people around the world. At the end of davening, I will say the mourner's Kaddish for those who perished, and we will also pray for those who were injured. May we only hear Besirot Tovot going forward. We're now in the midst of Sefirat HaOmer, the period during which we count to Omer. This time period culminates with the holiday of Shavuos, but Sefirat HaOmer and Shavuot are also connected in another way. They share the same perspective about their meaning. One perspective is agricultural. Shavuot is known as Chag HaBikurim, the holiday of the first fruits, and the counting of the Omer begins on the second day of Pesach when we brought a barley grain sacrifice. However, there is another perspective. Although it's not mentioned in the Torah, this perspective is grounded in our tradition, which tells us that Shavuot is the day we receive the Torah at Har Sinai. Similarly, we find that the Omer also has a spiritual aspect. To explain this characterization of Sefirat HaOmer, some commentators compare it to an exciting countdown of the days left before we receive the Torah on Shavuot. But the problem with that view is that when we count the Omer, we count up, not down. This is because the reason for counting is not that we're eager for our wait to be over. On the contrary, it's more apt to say that the goal of the Omer is to focus on each day as an opportunity to progress in our spirituality, until we've become ready to receive the Torah, so to speak, on Shavuot. Moreover, if you look at agriculture as a metaphor, we can see a connection between these two perspectives. Our growth during the Omer period is analogous to the growth of vegetation. The Gemara Masechet Bava Kama, the Pei Bet Amar Aleph, teaches that the Torah is compared to water, which makes things grow. However, the Vilna Gaon explains that just as water can produce growth in both desirable vegetation and weeds alike, the Torah can turn a person with good character into a great person, but also turn a person of bad character into an evil person. We learn from this that before receiving the Torah, we need time, not just for studying, but also for improving our character, step by step. In a similar vein, the Kabbalistic works tell us that the first 32 days of the Omer, prior to Lag BaOmer, correspond to number 32, or Lamed Bet, which spells Lev, heart. And the last 17 days correspond to the numerical value of Tov, good. The lesson we derive is that we must have heart, but we must also cultivate the goodness in our hearts. It is impossible to understand why the tragedy in Miron occurred, but we can't simply let an event of this magnitude pass without affecting us in some significant way. The last 17 days we now have until Shavuot is the period in which we can make the greatest impact on our character. We may not fully comprehend the nature of our spiritual powers, but let this Lag BaOmer calamity inspire us to improve ourselves during these days so that we bring merit to the victims as we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah wholeheartedly. Shabbat Shalom.